It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Hey, race fans, it is Saturday. That means it's time to talk a little bit of racing here on 1460 WBOG. I'm Dan Diker, and Paul, the stat man, Reichert, for the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with you on this Saturday afternoon. Kind of a cool day today. No racing for me tonight, even though it's interesting. I'm doing some sort of announcing this evening, and it involves racing.
Oh, what's that all about?
Late model driver Cole Howland is having his wedding reception housewarming party this evening.
Oh.
So I'm going to be out DJing in his yard for the dinner and the bonfire. You're more than welcome to come, Paul, if you like. If you got no plans on Saturday, you should come by.
I might just do that.
They're having a large catered meal.
That's going to be all yours.
Lots of beverages. I'm actually on an elevated landscaped stage. It's kind of a cool thing that we planned out this week. And then they're going to have a bonfire going on for about 5 hours. So, yeah, your presence is definitely going to be needed out there.
Okay.
Most definitely. I've got two wireless mics set up, so you're going to come out.
Okay.
Just clean off. I do want to let you know the program being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, Toma Sparta Speedway. The season's done, but the banquet is coming up November 10th. Dean Satellite and Security, FansArena.com, and the Overtime Pub and Grill. Coming off of the first annual inaugural Fall Classic at the Toma Sparta Speedway last weekend, I had to miss it on Saturday due to a prior engagement. You were there, and then, of course, we were both there on Sunday, and we're going to talk throughout the program of your recollections and what you thought of the overall scheme of things. The CWRA ran two Dick Trickle Memorial 30-lap features, and, of course, the Dick Trickle Memorial Project was there on Saturday and Sunday. And I sent you down to talk to a good friend of the program. He'll be doing the live show with us during Oktoberfest, and Tom Ruffner joined Paul Reichert.
Tom, good to see
you. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. This is going to be a great race today, and just a fine group of people here is just super.
Now, of course, as we all know, this track has been around for over 50 years. What do you remember about Toma in the early years?
The sharp corners and the long straightaways, I guess. But there's nothing wrong with this track. You just got to know you got to slow down for them corners quite a bit.
And has the track changed much since you raced here last time? I don't remember when, maybe back in the 70s?
Yeah, it looks to me like they've lengthened it out a little bit and banked up the number one and two. Three and four still looks about like it was.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you had a story in the during the pre-race here about one driver who had a little adventure here at Toma. Tell us about that.
Oh, Dave. Yeah, Dave Field. It was raining really hard, and we all were thinking we weren't going to get to race that night. Dave came up the beer stand and had a few, and then the sun came out, and we decided we were going to race. So he went to time in and qualify, and he went right off the number one corner. And it was different than it is now. There was no wall but down there off the end. Mm-hmm. He went out in the swamp, I don't know, a long ways. They drug him back, and he cleaned the car all up. And before the end of qualifying, he tried it one more time. Same thing happened. So He decided he would or not race that night. We were glad he didn't, too.
Yeah.
But we used to have really good times here. Dave didn't drink before racing, and none of us did, and it was just a fluke that he did that.
Yeah.
So I'm not running Dave down. He was a good, fast driver and a good driver. I guess I had one bad deal here with Rich Summers. He got into me coming into number one, or two, number three, and he wouldn't get off the power, and we went into the sandbank over here. There was no wall. We went into the sandbank, and number four and knocked me out, and when I come to, I was cussing at him. And I burnt the shoulder straps had dug into my shoulders, and I was bleeding, and I was just really unhappy with him for a year or so after that, but we got over it.
And can you remember one maybe great memory between you and Dick here at Toma, or does anything stand out to you?
I only got competitive in the feature in like 66 and 7, and I don't know when we stopped running here. I see in that thing that they made up on the history that I had won one feature. Dick, I never was as quick as Dick most of the time during them years, but we always got along great, always did.
Tell us a little bit, give us an update here, how far we've come along with the Detroit Memorial Project. How closer are we getting to the finished product?
We think we're about 70% complete now, which we feel is really good. We have to pay, we got $30,000 paid on this trophy, or on the statue trophy, and we got to pay another $30 yet, but we're trying to sell the suit to somebody, one of the suits that he had on, and we haven't had much luck with that, but we're still working on it. But we have to make up our mind pretty soon, because we want that statue to go up there for the next May celebration at the park and the memorial. So we're going to have to do something about that suit pretty soon.
What's the big prize we're going to be giving away during the Oktoberfest race weekend?
Oktoberfest, we did one before. It's that rolling cabinet, the Milwaukee. I'm pretty sure it's a Milwaukee.
Okay.
Big, like a 5 foot with a 2-inch thick board on top, and all the drawers in it. And there's a slow closed drawers and everything to stay closed. It's a beautiful workbench. I think it weighs 600 pounds or something like that. It's really heavy. But anybody that does any mechanical work would be just super happy to have that. And we're selling tickets on that today, too. I don't know if anybody wants to buy them that far ahead, but that's a Class A raffle that we're doing.
All right. Well, Tom, great to see you. We'll see you at Oktoberfest, and we're waiting with bated breath for the Trickle Memorial to open up. We'll see you then.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Tom Reffner, always a great interview, a great friend of the program. He and Marv Merzafka. Marv was out signing autographs, so Paul did not get a chance to track him down. But it's always a good day when those two gentlemen are in the house.
Oh, yes. Always great to talk to them. Always great to talk about their past successes and talk about the Detroit Memorial Project,
which they are about 75% in the bank. They've got another 25% to raise. They had a very successful 50-50 at the Toma Sports Speedway. They sold a lot of memorabilia, and a great time was had by all, especially with those two gentlemen. Matter of fact, they graciously autographed me two of their old-school pictures that I put on
our Facebook page for the trivia contest.
Which we're going to tell you about later on the program. Check out the contest on our Facebook page. You're going to win Oktoberfest tickets and a whole slew of stuff from our sponsors and Tom Reffner and Marv Marzafka. When we come back, we're going to talk about the CWA feature winners. Jesse Bernhagen and Joey Pontbriand are going to join us right here on 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Toma Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Toma Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Toma Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Toma Sparta Speedway.
All right, who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at directtv.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
Quest choice package or above. 24-month agreement. Activation of the fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, 1460 WBOG. It's the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. It's, Bill Doc Niles is not here today, so it's just Paul and myself, Dan Diker, carrying the program. The CWRA said they want to come back to Toma every single year now after what they experienced last weekend at the inaugural Fall Classic. And Paul Reichert had a chance to chase down not one, but both CWRA feature winners. First off, Jesse Bernhagen.
Pretty good day for you here at Toma Sparta, winning the first feature with the CWRA. I was back almost sweeping it, but take us through the day here, how it went for you.
It obviously went pretty good. We're happy with the outcome. Qualifying, we didn't really know what to think a whole lot. Practice, we were on the stopwatch, seemed to be the fastest car all day. And then qualifying, we wound up fourth after the group deal. The first feature, we didn't do a whole lot of changes to it all day. I think we put a spring rubber in the left front, and that was a quarter inch up with the panel bar. That's the least changes we've done to the CWRA car all year. And it was a rocket in the first race. You know, you get to the outside of this track and you can really dive into three a lot deeper than what the cars on the inside can and make up a lot of ground. So that helped out a lot, obviously. But then once we got into the second race, whatever happened towards the end of the race, we would have won that second one had the car not gotten so tight with about five to go. We got to Joey's bumper and then it just kind of faded. But I'm happy for Joey. He's a good guy. He drives a long way, deserves to win a race rather than have one taken away.
Yep. And, of course, we know you as a late model driver all over, successful at Vidal, successful in the Big 8 Series, track champion this year in the late models at Kokana. And I think you just started getting into super late models this year?
This is our first year running super late models of any sort. We tried it one race at Plover, and it went terribly. So this is we didn't even count that. This is our first, you know, super late model ride. So we've gotten two feature wins in the super late. As you said, the late model's been absolutely outstanding this year, and in the past. So we're looking to take some time off next year, maybe focus on the super late model a little bit and see if we can go somewhere with that.
And what interests you? I know you've run a couple times with the CWRA late models. What interested you? Do you know about them being the dominant circuit here in Wisconsin in the past, or what made you want to run these races?
When I heard that they were coming back with the CWRA, you know, I'm young, so I don't remember when the CWRA was was huge, but, you know, you hear about it, you hear the history. I'm a history buff, so it's all on, you know, it's all that I look for anyway. But what drew me to the series was the tire compound and what they're doing here, and we won the feature today on tires that we've ran all year, and the car who finished second to us bought his tires tonight. So and then we came from 12th to second in the second feature. You know, the tires got about 300 laps on them by now at least, and we're still kicking butt with them, and everybody out here is on the same tires that they started the year with, and you can make money in this series, and that's something that racing doesn't have anymore. So you know, we had a good day today and looking forward to keeping that going.
And what's it looking like for the rest of the season here for you as far as racing?
We're going to go back to the Dells for the first time all year in the late model for their September showdown. And then we're going to be in Marshfield with the CWRA for their championship, try to seal up the Rookie of the Year, and then go for the Tundra Triple Crown on the Saturday show.
Okay.
So and then that should wrap up our year.
And know that a lot of great sponsors supporting your efforts here, so let's give them some thanks here.
Yeah, absolutely. CleanRate, CleanRate Cleaners, they're out of the Portage area. Look into them if you have any flooding issues this summer. Seems to be a little bit of a problem. Chena Bait, Chris's Florals, Schultz Trucking, Eckerd Trucking, Quade Trucking, Circle S Farms, Pete Schwack and Sons Trucking, Chris's Floral, Schmidt Masonry, DRT, Deering Landscaping, Leahy's Rustic Inn, Superheat Air and Cooling, B&H Builders, my dad, Pathfinder Chassis, Advanced Engine Concepts, he's multimedia, my fiance Becca, my crew members Trapper and Kyle today, but usually we got a guy named Ken with us, and he helped us out all season. You know, we can't do this without the support of everybody that, you know, does it for us. So.
All right. Well, Jesse, congratulations on a great day here at Toma, and best luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank Jesse Bernhagen. Congratulations. He had a thumb up as soon as he came into turn four and knew he had feature number one under his belt. Number two went to Iron Falls, Michigan?
Iron Mountain, I think.
Iron River, something
Iron
like
River,
it
yes,
was
Iron
an
River.
Iron City in Michigan.
Yes.
Joey Pontbriand takes on CWRA feature number two when he talked to Paul post-race.
Thanks. It was a fun day. Warm, long ride. Eventful, but it was a blast.
So, tale of two features for you, I guess. Take us through the first feature and your performance there in the second one, the runaway performance.
Yeah, in the first feature, I had a really good car, and my Achilles heel all the time is I tend to not have patience, and I got stuck in a bad line, and it kind of sent me back, and I tried to make it up, and you got to keep the fenders on them if you want to win these races, and unfortunately, I kept them on, but I didn't do a very good job of keeping track position. And we went to the back and we regrouped for the second feature. And, you know, we didn't change much after the first race. And I looked at my brother and him, just him and I came down and I said, I don't know, we'll send her and see what it has. And after like the first two laps, I said, nobody's touching us tonight. The car is just awesome. So it was fun.
Yep. And no doubt, first you had to love Jeff Weinfurter there for quite a while, and then you had to deal with Jesse Bernhagen, but it seemed like his car got a little tight there in the late going here, and you just did a great job there.
Yeah, you know, this track is it's inducive to getting cars to be tight, and one thing I tried to do when I had such a big lead was just save my stuff, save my brakes, because it's hard on the brakes. So on restarts, when I had Weinfurter behind me, I knew I was a little bit better, so I just had to hit my marks and not let him get under me and do something stupid, and just not smoke the brakes and stay on it. And Bernhagen's good. I've raced against him a lot, and a kid's track champion at WIR. I mean, that place is impossible to get around. And so I knew we had our hands full, but I knew after five laps our car was, it didn't get tight, it got better. And yeah, after five laps he was starting to fade, and you know, we picked up our feature win here tonight. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. And this is your and many drivers' first time here at Toma. What did you think of Toma when you first got on the track?
You know, it was pretty similar to Norway, where I'm from. It's kind of flat. It's really flat here. It's flatter than Norway. It's got a few quirks and kinks. It's got a few bumps. I learned I shouldn't say this, but my best couple laps going through one and two, I'd hook my tire underneath the asphalt, and it would just pull it right around the corner, and you could just stomp on the gas. Three and four, I never figured out. I raced 70 laps here today, and I never once went through it the same way, 70 different times. So it's interesting. It's fun. I've got to thank the CWRA and the Toma Speedway and just everybody involved for putting on this great show. And I just my hat's off to everybody who ran this in this heat, and it was I want to thank them from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you do a lot of traveling, not just hitting Norway, like you said, your home track, but doing super late model racing here in the state of Wisconsin. How long have you been racing here, and what do you find appealing about going on the road here?
You know, we just started. I've been in the late model 5 years, and a couple years ago we got our feet wet going to different tracks. It's how you learn. It's how you get better, you know. And then when you go to your home track, it seems easy. Last couple years we decided we were just going to start hitting the road a little bit more and running Norway a little bit more sparingly. And this year I think this was our 24th race.
Wow.
And we're going next week. We're going to run as a limited on Saturday and a super on Sunday with Tundra. And then we got a few more in October at the Harvest at Plover and the Halloween at the Dell. So we're not done yet, you know. It's a family thing. I do with my dad and my brother. And, you know, my dad put some ton of time in these cars. And, you know, he couldn't be here today. He actually had my niece's birthday party. I, I'm going to be in the doghouse for that, but it's okay. You know, they understand it's a passion of ours and it's something to do. You got to do it when the weather's good. So it was well worth the trip.
Oh, yes, definitely. Racing always a family affair, getting the family involved. And, of course, some great sponsors in your car supporting your efforts here, so let's give them some thanks.
Yeah, Wendrick's Trust is by far, you know, they're awesome people. They've been with me from the start, and without Kelly Plunger, he's owner of Wendrick's up in Hermansville, Michigan. He's just a great, great guy. And Arc.io, it's a cryptocurrency company, actually. It's we're in the new regime here. Yeah. It's a Bitcoin. It's you know, Travis Walker, he's actually from Norway. He's an awesome guy. People should really look into that. They could make him some money. I know it's doing pretty well for me. And Oakler Roofing, and just everybody that's involved. You know, everybody helps out so much, and all my friends and family that, you know, support us and help us do what we do. It's great.
All right, well, Joey, congratulations again on the second feature win, and best of luck to you the rest of the season.
Thanks a lot. Take care, eh?
So again, Joey Pabrian and Jesse Bernhagen, both winners of the CWIRA Super Late Model Features, and I was pretty impressed on how they got around that quick track.
Yes, we were wondering how they would do on a tight track like Toma, but I think they did a pretty good job. There were a few incidents, but for the most part, I think they did a pretty good job on the day.
Only two cars I could think of that did not finish would have been Greg Oliver or Todd Oliver, who got bounced out of the first one, but then came back and then had a DNF in the second race, and he's saving it for Fest. And Mackesy was a Dylan Mackesy.
Yeah,
got
he
punted out on lap number one of the first feature.
Yeah,
did he come back?
Yes, he did, actually.
Okay, he came back, but yeah, he was invited into the turn three wall.
Yeah, he did.
Real quick. All the drivers want to come back next year, and I know that schedule is going to be coming. When we come back, matter of fact, you're going to hear from the King, Mark Mackesy, and Todd Oliver later in the program. When we come back, we're going to talk more short track racing on the best short track racing program, the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Ho, ho, ho. A little early for Christmas? Not if you're planning a holiday party. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. We can cater any size event you may be planning, from just a few friends to 300 or more. Big Boar was voted 4 times the best caterer in La Crosse County because of our delicious food and outstanding service. Call us today and let us help you make your event something you'll never forget. Big Boar Barbecue, now that's a mouthful.
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Thomas Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Thomas Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Toma Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet. Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Thomas Sparta Speedway.
The last thing you want to do after watching the best racing ever at Oktoberfest is to go back to your camper and cook, especially when hundreds of campers are coming over. What goes great with racing? Great pizza. The pizza oven on Highway 16, just blocks from the Speedway, will be ready for your group to stop in during Fest or have your pizza, wings, and breadsticks delivered right to your campsite. No time to order after the races? Watch for the pizza oven delivery vehicles roaming the campgrounds all 4 days of Fest, all loaded with hot, fresh pizzas you can buy right there on the spot. When you're hungry at Fest, think pizza oven. Highway 16, West Salem.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back. It's Dan and Paul, Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG, talking about the inaugural Fall Classic at the Thomas Sparta Speedway last week. Did you have any food, by the way?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I had quite a few brats and quite a few cheeseburgers.
Good stuff. I told you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. I had 2 double cheeseburgers, 4 brats, and 5 hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had the nachos and chips during the second CWRA feature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember.
I filled the gullet quite big
yes,
that day.
Yes, you did. Yeah, like you always do.
Well, before the break, we were telling you about only two gentlemen that really had bad afternoons in the CWRA late model features, and they both happened in late model feature win number one. One of those was Dylan Mackesy, who came back out to finish. The other was Todd Oliver, who I thought his car was destroyed when he hit the turn three wall, playing some tap with another driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I look over your shoulder up on the tower, and they're cleaning his windshield off. Got it back together, and he off and ran.
And you got my attention, said, go out there. And I went out and saw, oh, my gosh, he's getting ready. Oh, my gosh.
And he also stuck a microphone in his mouth. And here's what Bangor's Todd Oliver had to say.
How did the day go for you overall?
You know, overall, we were actually happy with how the car was running. You know, when we did get taken out, we were in second place, you know, and we're just glad that the car was able to compete with the CWA cars, you know, a super late versus LaCrosse late model. You know, I think we did pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of being out here for the first time with like a number of the CWA late models here, first time in a long time for them at Tomah here?
I'll tell you what, the track itself is just different. I mean, it's hard to learn. I mean, I don't know of any other track where you got to back the corners up as far as you do, but it's fun. I mean, it's fun, you know, as long as you can get it all figured out. And when the car runs good like ours was, it's even more fun.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the racing bike can't get taken out of you here. We see you back here in action, teamed up with Fossum Racing here, run the Big 8 Series on occasion. Just can't seem to stop racing, can you?
Well, we're going to run the Fest, and then we're probably going to be done by the end of the year here. So we're going to run the Fest, and that'll be it. So we've had a good long year, a good long career here. So mm-hmm. it's time to do something else.
And of course, the Oliver's very well known around the Cooley region here. Of course, Greg running things here at Tomah Sparta. Have you helped him out much here, helping out with Tomah Sparta at all?
We haven't been able to get up here a lot to help him out. You know, we've got so much stuff going on with our racing and being gone a lot. You know, we get up here when we can, but I'm just glad things are going good for him this year. I'm just proud of my brother Greg and what he's done to the track up here and gotten things going pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I think your dad's the one who does those Faster and Speed Bullet Awards for Oktoberfest. Do you remember how that all started or how did that all come about?
Oh, my dad's always been a woodworker. He's, you know, done that for just about all of his life, you know. And I think somebody just cornered him once and asked him if he could do it, and he did it. And I was actually lucky enough to win one, you know, about 12 years ago. I won one at Oktoberfest, so I got one. He didn't even have to make me one. I got one. I earned one. So it was kind of fun.
Yep. And, of course, a lot of great sponsors on the car here supporting your efforts here. Let's give them some thanks here.
You bet. Contractor Supply, I mean, Kevin and Eileen Fossum, they own it. Weir's Machine Racing Products, the OT, top-notch construction. You know, without all these guys, we wouldn't do it. You know, we're not out here a lot, but when we get out here, we want to run good and mm-hmm. put on a good show for them. So we love it. We enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I still remember that night you won the feature out of LaCrosse. That was a big night for you guys. And also remember that night. So, again, best congratulations on another great season, and hopefully we'll see you at Fest, maybe?
Oh, we'll be at Fest, definitely. Yep, we're at Fest.
All right.
Two nights.
All right, thank you again, Todd.
You bet, thanks.
All right, so Todd Oliver has the car ready to go. They're going to pack it up, get it ready for Oktoberfest, and you should see the number 15 out in the Thursday late models in the Big 8 race, I think is what he said.
That's right.
On Saturday. The self-proclaimed king, Mark Macasey, came down from Wausau. That man has won a lot of races up there.
Oh, yes, he has.
Kind of a formidable day on Sunday at the CWRA Dick Trickle Memorial Features number 1 and 2, and DePaul had a chance to talk with the king.
Tell us about how your day went here at Tomah. How did it go for you?
It went all right. It started out a little, we hot lapped really well. We had fast time. The first feature, then we picked up a miss in the feature, and we struggled after that. And I never did get the miss out of it. We got up the fifth of the first one, and then the second one, just the miss stayed, and it got so bad at the end that the car hardly ran. But otherwise, I think we'd have been in pretty good shape. Car chassised really well. We had to really work hard yesterday, and a bunch of guys helped us out. Weinfurter, Butch Bentley, come over. We had some valve issues and some rocker issues, so it was great that they pitched in so we could race.
Oh, yes. And what did you think of Tomah when you first got the car on the track here? What did you think of it?
I liked it. I'd been here about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And I actually crashed here. I went off the backstretch, busted a lower control arm, ended up going, there wasn't the walls here then, and I went and there was actually like a great big crater down in there, and my car stopped like that, and I actually could crawl out the window onto the dirt. They had to get a front end loader to get it solved. So I had been here a couple times before when Dave, I think it was Dave Thompson had the track.
Yeah, right, Excalibur, yeah.
So it's a unique place, and I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I didn't get all banged up or anything, so I mean, you know, I hope they have us back next year.
Yep, that's the important thing. Cars in one piece. That's what matters. Yep. And, of course, you've been pretty successful over the years. Your dad, Bob, of course, I remember him racing the CWRA back in the day. Now you racing, and now Dylan, of course, he's been doing late miles up at Wausau. I saw him make a CWRA late mile debut at Marshfield, finishing third in both features. Kind of a tough day for him here at Toma, but how's he looking so far in the super late?
He's doing really well. He was, I think, seventh in time today, which is really good. And in that first feature, he got up a little high and hit the wall, and then he had some problems after that because of the, you know, climbing up on the wall. Like he said, climbing the wall wasn't the bad thing. When the car landed and it hit the wall, that's what really scooped him up. So, but yeah, he that was his first time with CWRA on a small track. So this place is narrow, so it's a little rough. Yeah, he's doing really well. He's smooth. He's really smooth.
And, of course, you've had a lot of success, especially when the Tundra comes to Wausau. I think you won that race earlier this year, and you've had some pretty good success here. How does the Tundra series appeal to you so much?
You know, for us, we're not in the points deal for that, so it's just we're laid back. We go there. We don't have anything to lose, and then we just go out there and have a good time, you know. That's, you know, part of it is just we just got nothing to lose and go there and just enjoy ourselves, you know.
Yeah, ever thought about maybe running for the championship in Tundra, or is that maybe a little too much effort, or how do you feel about it?
We're not set up really to run on the big half miles. I need more motor, different cars, stuff like that. But otherwise, it's a possibility, you know. It's hard for us with the team that we got because my pit crew all has little kids, so we can only do so much. So many, you know, can't travel a lot, stuff like that. So it makes it hard for us that way. But yeah, it would be appealing for sure.
And no doubt some great sponsoring your car, supporting your efforts here. So let's give them some love here.
Oh, absolutely. Channel 9 out of Wausau helps us out. Dunright, Campus Pub does really good by us. Pizza Ranch, we've got them. Lurch is here tonight. He helps us out. Jerry Wicks, Keith from A&A Lock Service, Joel Rader Towing, Myron Lentz helps me out for years. Appliance Services, Bull Falls Beers, really been good to us. TD Graphics, we've got a bunch of good sponsors on there.
All right, well, glad to have you here at Toma, Mark, and congratulations and best of luck to you the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Always good to see the purple number 12 of the King Mark Mackesy in the house, and I know he had a great time running Toma as well. You know, that was the first time in almost 20 years Super Late Models had ran at the Toma Sport of Speedway.
Oh, yes, it was a great show. Great to see the CWRA Late Models return to a track that they knew back in the 60s, back in the early years, and it was just a great show overall.
Talked to Jesse Poxick from the Lacrosse Speedway during the after the first feature, and he had said that was a bucket list track for him to run, and I said, before I let you go, Jess, before the next race started, what did you think about running a track with all the historical figures that have ran here in the past? He said, man, he had goosebumps, and he said, that's the reason I want to come out. He said, I came out of turn four, thought, man, I'm on the tracks of Marzovka and Trickle and Butch Miller and all these names he was coming up with.
Wow, just to be here racing where others raced, it was just incredible.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Elko Speedway, where Mr. Gady just wrapped up championship number 5. That's coming up next on the Badgers Take Clean Water and Air Race Report.
The last thing you want to do after watching the best racing ever at Oktoberfest is to go back to your camper and cook, especially when hundreds of campers are coming over. What goes great with racing? Great pizza. The pizza oven on Highway 16 just blocks from the Speedway will be ready for your group to stop in during Fest or have your pizza, wings, and breadsticks delivered right to your campsite. No time to order after the races? Watch for the pizza oven delivery vehicles roaming the campgrounds all 4 days of Fest, all loaded with hot, fresh pizzas you can buy right there on the spot. When you're hungry at Fest, think pizza oven. Highway 16, West Salem.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
All right, who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at DirecTV.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
Quest choice package or above. 24-month agreement activation. Other fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 5 car, Bill Pretzel, Mid-Am Series stock car. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WDOG.
Welcome back, race fans. Dan Dyker, Paul Reichert, the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. You can find WBOG on the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
That was close to what Doc does. And Kugel1460.com, the program brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, Thomas Porta Speedway, Fanspeeda.com, the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, and Dean Satellite and Security, home of the Team Dean segment, which comes your way right now, featuring Doc Niles and Jason Searcy from the Elko Speedway.
That's right. He is the announcer at the Elko Speedway. And, Jason, first off, let's talk a little bit about the season, man. Jacob Gady, what can you say about this guy? He's just been phenomenal this year.
He's the best that we've seen here in a long time. You know, to win 4 straight championships and now 5 in our premier division is incredible. And just to see how clean he races, how hard he races. He qualifies well, which means he starts near the back almost every single feature. And he's a pro. It's just really fun. And, you know, when he's here in the pits, he has some of the best athletes in the world here in the pits with him. And I'm talking about Ryan Dungey. Goes and when he comes to Elko Speedway, he hangs out with Jacob Gady and his crew. That's pretty cool.
Nice. Now, we talked with Jacob a few weeks ago, and I put the question to him that, you know, at the time we talked to him, he had like about 130-point lead, and I asked him if it was that easy. The competition is not as easy as people would think, judging by the points.
Yeah, no, the racing has been really good this year, and people know that the car count is down. I mean, we used to have 24, 25 cars, and now we have 15, 16, 17. But truthfully, the racing has been probably better than ever. And that just because you have fewer cars doesn't mean it isn't a good race. And yeah, the guys who are here are really good. There's not people spinning out all the time, and the program keeps moving. We usually have about one caution per race, and it's always close at the end. So what more could you ask for?
You know, when I was here in August, great racing through all the divisions, double features, and a close racing each division. You got some stacked racing going on here.
Yeah, it kind of changed the way we do things a little bit. There's no heat races anymore. We don't do one heat race the entire year. And because the fans want to see action and they want to see feature racing, they don't want to see heat races that don't mean anything. And so, yeah, we're just throwing double features every single race night. And I think it's more fun that way. Yeah, the Thunder cars are great. The Power Stocks have 11 different winners in the first 16 races.
Nice.
You know, that's fun to have a lot of different people win. And the Hornets aren't here anymore. And so,
yeah, some of your guys come to La Crosse now. Toshini is one of them.
You know, the thing is, they work really good on the dirt tracks. They work really good on the little bull rings. And they just didn't quite work as well here as some other places. So I don't blame them. You know, they can run enduros and make thousands of dollars. Go and do that, you know. And our race program is still really good without them.
Well, that leads to my next question. You always hear one or two people chirping and spreading rumors. What's the state of Elko Speedway, and what does the future look like?
Well, you can see the crowd tonight.
Yeah, the crowd was awesome.
Yeah, EVA Destructions are awesome. They do really, really well. And we rent the track out for special events like the big rigs and for the ARCA event. And the ARCA event, the crowd was huge for that, bigger than ever before. And we did a music concert one night with Hairball, and that thing, there was thousands of people here. So, yeah, it's going really good. Tom Ryan, he knows what he wants. That's what I like about him, is he tells me exactly what he wants, and so I can do it. You know, I've worked for a lot of different places. I've been an announcer for 20-some years. I've worked for boards, and I've worked for owners who are absentee or not there all the time, and it's more difficult. Tom Ryan tells me exactly what he wants, and I'm able to do it. And so for my job, it's good. I like that. And we've got people here who have done this for a long time, so I think we're doing pretty good.
Now to the big event tonight here at Elko Speedway. It's Thunderstruck. First of all, take us through how this event originated and what the purpose is for this race.
Yeah, well, Dan Ryan is Tom Ryan's brother, and he died of ALS. And he was a racer, he was a car owner, and people really liked him here and respected him. He became an Elko Speedway Hall of Famer. And when he died of ALS and people saw what had happened to him, it affected a lot of people. And so they started that charity, Race Worth Winning, which donates money to help fight ALS. And that was the start of Thunderstruck Race. Now, the race didn't become the weekend until later. They used to do Thunderstruck during the year. Mm-hmm. Then they changed it to being at the very end of the year, similar to your Oktoberfest, but it's a one-day show because we're not allowed to do outside camping here. It's city policy that we're not allowed to do that. So we've changed it to having just a big, fun one-day show, and it's worked out really well. We don't have the Midwest Tour anymore. They aren't coming anymore, so our big event at the end is in the Big 8 Series, and they've put on a great show. That's our premier division. And we're also doing the Thunder Car Championship on this night, which is a change from the previous past. So this is a big deal for them, too. And so that puts added importance on it. It's for the diehard race fans. You know, we do a lot of EVA destructions for the casual race fans. Mm-hmm. This is for the diehard race fans. We got to do a little bit and throw them a bone. And this is the big race for them. They get to stand on the track and get their autographs and stuff. And so, I don't know. It's my favorite weekend of the year.
So for the fan, like, say, in Midwest Wisconsin right now, wants to come to the race tonight, what's the schedule look like?
Well, the big deal is the Big 8s. And so, you know, our guys really do well in the Big 8s wherever they go. It's good to have Grant Brown back and Joe Nyshus back and the guys who have been touring, Camish and all those guys. So that's nice. And, of course, then we get to see how Gady does against those guys and the guys that are from down, you know, Rockford and Wisconsin and stuff like that, because they all come up for it. So this is our big one invitational of the whole year. You know, so that's fun for us. And so we're the only thing going this weekend, right? So
where can people find information if they're sitting at home right now and they want to come up here?
Well, Elko Speedway, ELKOSpeedway.com is the best place, or we're all over social media pretty much everywhere. So, yeah, it's a big event, and we raise awareness for ALS is a big thing, and do some raffles and stuff to give money to charity. So it's a big deal for our racers, too, and it's a way to cap off an awesome year.
And I know you got a radio show that's pretty popular here on Saturdays. Why don't you let people know where they can find that?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. We're kind of done now for the winter.
Oh, you're done now?
Yeah, but it's speedtalk on 1360.com, speedtalk on 1360.com. And yeah, I think it's the 10th year of this show, but it's my 26th year of doing a motorsports radio show.
Nice.
So yeah, I love it. I love doing it. It's fun.
That's Jason Searcy. You're going to hear him tonight calling the plays by Thunderstruck. I'll get through this yet. He'll be calling Thunderstruck tonight at Elko Speedway. Jason, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for being a figure eight bus driver.
I tried, man. I tried.
Yeah, I want to thank Jason Searcy, another good friend of the program from the Elko Speedway, for joining us on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. When we come back, Paul Reichert's going to take center stage. He's got results from one end of the spectrum to the other. It's the Burnham Rubber Race Report next on 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Ho, ho, ho. A little early for Christmas? Not if you're planning a holiday party. Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. We can cater any size event you may be planning, from just a few friends to 300 or more. Big Boar was voted 4 times the best caterer in La Crosse County because of our delicious food and outstanding service. Call us today and let us help you make your event something you'll never forget. Big Boar Barbecue, now that's a mouthful.
Hi, this is Greg Oliver from the Toma Sparta Speedway. I'd like to thank all of you for supporting and attending the races this year at Toma Sparta Speedway. Thanks to you, our inaugural year was a great success. I also want to thank the contribution our sponsors made, like Toma Area Credit Union, Magnum.media, Dean Satellite and Security, Contractor Supply of West Salem, and Farm and Fleet.
Because of your enthusiasm and support, we are already beginning to plan for next year. We look forward to seeing you in 2019 at Tomah Sparta Speedway.
The last thing you want to do after watching the best racing ever at Oktoberfest is to go back to your camper and cook, especially when hundreds of campers are coming over. What goes great with racing? Great pizza. The pizza oven on Highway 16 just blocks from the Speedway will be ready for your group to stop in during Fest or have your pizza, wings, and breadsticks delivered right to your campsite. No time to order after the races? Watch for the pizza oven delivery vehicles roaming the campgrounds all 4 days of Fest, all loaded with hot, fresh pizzas you can buy right there on the spot. When you're hungry at Fest, think pizza oven. Highway 16, West Salem.
All right, who's ready for Sunday spin? Get those butts off those seats and start climbing! Okay, stop climbing. What a workout. You guys killed it.
Make room for Sunday. Get every live game every Sunday on NFL Sunday Ticket when you switch to DirecTV. Sign up at DirecTV.com/NFL. More for your thing, that's our thing.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
Quest choice package or above. 24-month agreement activation other fees, terms, and restrictions apply.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Get ready. It's the Burn and Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse. Tomah Sparta Speedway, they're done for the year, but the big banquet is coming up November 10th. Dean Satellite and Security, the Team Dean segment. They were also giving away Visa gift cards this week at Teams Dean's. Fansweeney.com, the official clothing supplier, the radio and the TV shows, and the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Man, I tell you what, I cannot wait to get back down there for Wing Wednesday during Oktoberfest. Burning Rubber Race Report is coming up next. Paul Reichert, wing it away.
All right, Dan. Of course, we'll start with Monday. All the rain screwed up Indianapolis and the NASCAR racing, but it also screwed up racing at the Speedrome on the southeast side of Indianapolis. The 42nd running of the World Figure 8 Championships got pushed back to Monday night. They finally got in. David Tunney scored the victory there. Moving on to Thursday, day one of the legendary 100 at Cedar Lake, USRA Late Models headlining, Lance Hofer the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Knoxville, day one of the Late Model Knoxville Nationals. Tyler Erb, Dennis Erb Jr.'s son, scored the victory there. And the NASCAR K&N Pro West Series, they raced on dirt for the first time ever. Dirt track at Las Vegas Motor Speedway was the site. Sheldon Creed scored the victory there. Derek Cross was 17th. His teammate, Haley Deegan.
Yeah, Deegan.
Pole sitter for the first time ever. First female ever to start on the pole.
Yep.
And finished second in that race. Friday, day two of the legendary 100 at Cedar Lake, A.J. Dima won the late model feature. Josh Anks took the modified feature. At Jefferson, day one of the 38th Wisconsin State Championships, preview feature for the late models went to Dale Nonstad, and the Race of Champions feature was won by Sean Scheel. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Outlaw Speedway in Dundee, New York, Carson McCato the winner. IRA Sprints at the Clay County Speedway in Spencer, Iowa, Kerry Matson the winner. Night two for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Knoxville, Brandon Shepard was your winner. POWRA Midgets at Jacksonville, Illinois, Logan Seve scored the win. Super Dirt Car Series at Brewerton, New York, Matt Shepard won. Brady Bacon won the USAC Sprint Race, the Jim Herdebees Classic at Terre Haute, Indiana. Second straight week he's won the big race there. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were at Calistoga, California for a two-night show. Darren Pittman won on Friday night, and Corey Eliason won on Saturday night. Speaking of Saturday, final night of the legendary 100 Cedar Lake, A.J. Dima won again in the late models. Darrell Nelson took the modified feature. Final race of the season at Elko, twin features for the NASCAR late models won by Michael Hager and Owen Giles. Jacob Gady is your champion. 57th
fifth running time he's been champion at Elko Speedway.
Yes. 57th running of the Tony Bettenhausen Classic taking place at Grundy. Paul Schaefer Jr. scored the victory there.
Paul was begging for a ride for Oktoberfest this year, too. Something may be going on in the old Indiana stables.
Interesting. Final day of the Wisconsin State Championships at Jefferson. Twin 60-lap features for late models. Ultra-fast Casey Johnson took the first. Michael Gruenberg took the second. They finished second in the other features. Overall, had to be settled by a tiebreaker. Casey Johnson was fast qualifier, so he claimed the overall victory. Day one of the Fall Classic at Tomah. Modifieds was won by Darren Sellows. All the weekly divisions got
the flying Finlander.
Yes. APC United Late Model Series final race of the season at Delaware Speedway in London, Ontario, Canada. Brandon Watson, the winner. Former NASCAR driver J.R. Fitzpatrick, the champion. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Sealands Grove, Pennsylvania, Ryan Smith, the winner. ARCA on the High Banks of Salem, Indiana, Chandler Smith, the winner. Natalie Decker came home seventh. The Glass City 200, the Big Outlaw Super Late Model race taking place at Toledo Saturday night. Tyler Rorick scored the victory. ARCA CRA Super Series also ran there. And Tyler Ankrum, the winner. Durkin's Late Model Tour at Wilmot, two in a row for Mitch McGrath. IRA Sprints at Deer Creek. Kerry Mattson won that race. He actually, yes, three wins in 2 weeks for him. How about that?
Kerry's down from, he's from Australia.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Final night for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Knoxville. The $40,000 to win AMA, the Late Model Knoxville Nationals, won by Jimmy Owens. POWRA Midgets at Spoon River Speedway in Canton, Illinois, Zeb Weiss, the winner. Pass North Tour at White Mountain Motorsports Park in North Woodstock, New Hampshire, Ben Rowe, the winner. Southern All-Stars at I-75 Raceway in Neota, Tennessee, Corey Hedgecock scored the victory. Super Dirt Car Series at Mohawk International Raceway in Hogansburg, New York, Tim Fuller scored the win. Kevin Thomas Jr. won the USAC Sprint Race at Tri-State Speedway in Hobsad, Indiana. And the Wasota promotion had their big year-end special, the Wasota 100 I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. I think like that ran over like 4 days. Season final races were Saturday night, the Big A Mains. Late mile feature won by Ricky Weiss. David Kane took the modified feature. Day two of the Tomo Sparta Speedway Fall Classic taking place Sunday. Twin features for the CWRA Late Miles, their first time there in a long time. Jesse Bernhagen won the first, and Joey Pompriand won the second. Modified challenge feature was won by Darren Sallow. And the NHRA was at Maple Grove Raceway in Monton, Pennsylvania, starting their countdown to the championship. Steve Torrance victorious in Top Fuel. J.R. Todd won in Funny Car, gave his owner Connie Coletta his 100th win. Vincent Nobile won in Pro Stock, and Hector Arana Jr. took the Pro Stock motorcycle class. And that puts the checkered flag on this edition of the Burning Rubber Race Report.
All righty, when we come back, more details on the Oktoberfest ticket contest package, all the prizes, and the two trivia questions. That's next on 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burning Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hi, this is Jerry at Big Boar Barbecue. Do you know that we offer occasional specials like our prime rib nights, our smoked cod loins with garlic butter, meatloaf, or smoked hocks and crow? Just check out our website at BigBoarBarbecue.com or like us on Facebook, and we'll keep you up to date with our delicious specials. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, and George and Gillette La Crosse. Big Boar Barbecue, now that's a mouthful.
Yeah!
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Packers.
Racing.
Packers.
Racing. Okay, Mike, how about both?
Hey, Dan, here at the Overtime Pub and Grill, we have both race fans and the Packers. On game day, you can expect Packer Bingo, $2 domestics, and dollar brats. Plus, get a dozen of our famous wings for only $5. And we have 10 TVs for your viewing enjoyment. And we are the home for Oktoberfest races, so Dan, we can do both.
Okay, Packers and racing.
The Overtime Pub and Grill. The game never ends when you're in overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
One more time, welcome back, 1460 WBOG. It's Dan Dyker and Paul Reichert, the stat man and the radio man. Dan, with you for one more segment. As I get ready to go, DJ, congratulations to NASCAR late model driver Cole Howland and his beautiful wife. Got married here a little while ago. I'll be DJing their housewarming party and their wedding reception with a lot of food. You notice I want to keep mentioning food.
Yes, you always mention food every show.
It was part of the payment, the payment arrangement that I had between Cole and myself. That is correct.
Yes.
I want you to go out and enjoy. There's a lot of fall classics going on. Jefferson's done with theirs. Yep. You've got the Dell Shootout coming up. Yep. You've got the National Short Tracks at Rockford. Yep. You've got a little teeny tiny thing called Oktoberfest.
Yep. You got this weekend the Punky Manor Challenger Champions final night taking place up at Red Cedar up in Menominee.
Yeah, this
That's
is
a big
the
show.
Time, and also Mississippi Thunder Speedway is trying to schedule a new race for, I think, October 27th.
Oh, really?
They're trying to bring in a big Wasota deal.
Oh,
so watch
wow.
their Facebook page. I just saw it earlier this week. I want to congratulate Darren Salo from the Thomas Porta Speedway. Not only did he win the modified feature Saturday night, he also won it Sunday. Tell you what, for the inaugural event of the Fall Classic, he just raised the bar like there's no tomorrow, because that's going to be tough for any driver to win two features in 2 days in the modifieds.
He just dominated both of them and just ran away. Despite having a late caution in Sunday's feature, he was just the man on the whole for the whole weekend.
Congrats to Jason Stark. He won the Sportsman feature at Toma on Saturday. Hobby Stocks went to Adam Moore, who just took off of that class as the season went on. The Dash winner was Wayne Malsby. Paul Finch took second. In the Hornets, it was Rob Stansfield, who won that feature. And the six shooters went to first-timer Zach Leipsch out of Winona. So, trivia contest has been posted. You have until September 20th at 5 p.m. to give us your answers. We're going to draw two winners from all the correct answers on October 1st, and they're going to get a boatload of stuff there, Paul.
Oh, yes, they're going to get a boatload of stuff, ton of stuff.
All right, they're going to get each winner a four-day pass to Oktoberfest race weekend. That's big by itself.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely.
Autographed photos from Tom Reffner and Mars Morzavka that I personally got last Saturday and Sunday. Swag from the Midwest Truck Series, Epic Media, Jano Collectibles, the Pizza Oven, the Overtime Pub and Grill, Custom Design, Champions Riverside Resort, North Star Customs, and the Outer Limits Bar. That is a whole ton of stuff.
Oh, yes,
Jano
is.
Collectibles, you know Jamie's going to have a whole bag full of
Absolutely.
Stuff as he normally does.
He does.
Peter Niekirk in North Star Customs is on board this year. He makes a lot of cool stuff, so I can't wait to see what he has.
Yeah, I saw some of those. It looked like a Packer saw blade.
That saw blade. Well, remember they made me the Oktoberfest race weekend actual saw last year. Did you ever see that?
I think I did.
It was up in the tower because I was going to cut your arm off. I'll have to bring it back and show you again. I'll throw it in the camper this year for you. All you have to do is email your answers to RadioManDan@Yahoo.com. How many different drivers have competed in the main event of the Oktoberfest race weekend since the beginning of 1970? Now, that means if Dan Fredrickson has appeared 15 times, you only count once. Mm-hmm. Steve Carlson's appeared 49 times, you only count once. Mm-hmm. That's easy. And then question number two, what driver has recorded the most top five finishes and top 10 finishes in the main event of the Oktoberfest race weekend? That, of course, is the Sunday race, the big race. It's one driver. Give us the name, RadioManDan@Yahoo.com. All the winners or the correct answers we're going to draw out, put you in that little random numerator thing, and we're going to have a couple of big winners, and you can check it out at our Facebook page, Badger Stay Clean Water and Air Race Report. Those pictures of Marv and Tom, by the way, are cool.
Yes, they are.
They dug out some dusties for our winners because they knew it was our contest.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All righty. So we are getting that much closer to Oktoberfest. We're going to be talking more fest next weekend. We're going to be talking with folks from the Rockford Speedway, by the National Short Track Championships, and a whole lot more. I want to thank Big Boar Barbecue, Thomas Porta Speedway, Dean Satellite, and Security, FansArena.com, and the Overtime Pub and Grill, along with J&O Collectibles, for hosting us on the program. For the absent Doc Niles, who I think is left in Vegas, hopefully.
Doc who?
That's some guy that used to sit in the end there. And Paul Reichert, our producer, Jesse, I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. Support your local short tracks. We will talk to you next Saturday right here on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.